Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that modalism is a lie. Now, in Mark chapter 14, verse 36, this is where Jesus Christ is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Not my will, but thine be done," it says in the book of Luke. Not what I will, but what thou wilt. Now, how in the world can Jesus and God the Father be the same person when Jesus wants one thing and the Father wants something else? And Jesus says, "We're not going to do what I want to do, we're going to do what you want to do." They don't have the same will, do they? And Jesus subjected his will to the will of the Father. Why? Because Jesus Christ obviously did not desire to go through the agonies of the cross, and you know, he despised the shame, the Bible says, but for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And that's why he says, "If it be possible that this cup pass from me, nevertheless thy will be done." Here he says, "All things are possible unto thee, Father." He's basically asking the Father to find another way. You know, "All things are possible. If it's possible, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Isn't there some way that this cup can pass from me?" But in the end, he says, "But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." So again, yes, Jesus is God, but he is not God the Father. There's God the Father, and there's God the Son, and they are two persons within the Godhead. The Holy Ghost is the third person. Therefore, the Father's will was not the same in this instance as the Son's will. So the Son's will was subjected unto the Father's will.